Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bow, bow. High noon in the District of Columbia, and time to talk to John Keim. It's John Keim time. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders Insider, and of course, host of the John Keim Report. Johnny, what's up, dude? I saw you replied to the hot dog conversation.
Yes, there is no doubt. Especially if you're from Cleveland, it's stadium mustard on a hot dog. It's brown mustard. It's got some spice to it, but that is what you put on a hot dog. Period.
I remember the first time I saw that stadium mustard. I think it was with you at working a Browns game, and I was like, "All right, they're really into this." I think I tried it with a pretzel. Yeah. It was pretty good.
It's good with the pretzel, but yeah, the state for. Because it's just like that's what you grew up having. You go to a game, you have the hot dog.
Sure.
Basically, you got the hot dog to get the stadium mustard. And it's to the point where, like, sometimes as gifts, my wife will get me, jars of the stadium mustard from Cleveland. So, yes.
I love it.
And then after that, it's like shout out Vienna Inn. It's the chili dog.
There you go. All right. I love it. All right. So let's get down to business. We're just about a week away from the NFL draft. You know, Washington drafting 29th. Anybody that is telling you they know who they're going to get is full of it.
Chris App.
What do you think? We know they had, obviously a bunch of prospects in over the last couple of weeks. They had the big group event. What do you think is the top of their list?
Well, one thing that Dan Quinn talked about before the start of training camp last year was the ability to affect the quarterback. Do they have enough guys who can do that? And I think that has to be at the top of the list, is finding a guy who can do that, whether that's an edge rusher, whether that's an interior pass rusher. Find a guy who can do that, because I don't know. So you can do that with four guys more often than not. Like they did – their pressure rates last year were actually pretty good, but when they just rushed with four, it was way down. So, like, they have to find a way to do that with more of four. Beyond that, then it's the ability to take the ball away on defense. Do they have guys who can do that? So now you look at corner. There are some corners who can do that, right, in this draft. So I think those, to me, would be where you'd want to look first. I think beyond that, it clearly seems like they want to get another running back in there, whether it's as a guy to change a pace or just to upgrade, and then continue to build that offensive line.
Where do you think, when they look at the 29th pick, where would they be leaning in that part? Is it defensive side of the ball?
Well, so you know we're going to hear best player available, right? So, like, that's always what you want to say, and I do think there's merit to that because there are some guys at 29 offensively, like, if you really like – one of these running backs, like say Omarion Hampton, falls to your 29 and you love the guy, like how do you go away from that? I think though, let's say he's not there, then I think it's really hard to go away from defense with that first pick. And here's like part of the thing is too, is this is a deep running back class. So do you have to take that guy at 29? Unless, like, I was talking to a scout the other day. It was like 1 through 9 or 10. Like, there's not a huge difference in these running backs in this class as far as the quality of their play. So could you wait a little bit to get that guy? Whereas with defensive end, I think you can get into the second round with those guys and get a guy that's worth developing. Corners, you'd probably want to find a guy higher, right? Like, there are guys they're looking at later in the draft for sure, but I think the premium spots you want to get up there earlier. So that's why I would say lean more toward defense in an ideal situation, because that's where I think the value is. And the value of running backs, you can find guys into the fourth round that I think could help you right away.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think, I think they'd like to move out of 29.
Oh, for sure.
How realistic do you think that is? And then, you know, there's all this talk about these other quarterbacks, the Louisville kid, Dart,
right?
You know, Milroe. How real do you think the prospects are for somebody to move up late into the first to grab one of those guys?
I think, you know, it's funny because last year, like, guys were moving up, and when teams moved up, it wasn't for the quarterback. So they're, let's say there's a run on offensive linemen and some team really likes like an Anthony Belton at the end of the first, maybe they, and like, and you know, like, if you don't get him at, if you don't get him there, you're not going to get him. So you've got to move up to get that guy because you need that position filled. That's also a scenario as well, right? Or maybe they could benefit by moving back 8 spots because there's a run on a position in addition to quarterback. I don't know how realistic it is because, you know, when you talk to people, like, there are a lot, you know, I would say the common phrase would be about, like, teams have in that, you know, when you hear like 15 to 16 guys with first round grades, which is a low number. So at the end of the first round, you may, like, there might be different guy teams that feel like different guys belong there. So in other words, like, I think there's depth there where maybe do you have to move up to get a guy at the end of the first, because if you sit there at 35, maybe that guy's fallen to you or someone else of comparable ability, you know, and it could be that even later in the second round, a guy of comparable ability who's going at the end of the first. So I think that complicates it, but yes, not impossible, but I think it has to fall right for them to do it. But I definitely agree with you. Like, I think in an ideal situation, they're trading back, getting another pick in that, let's say in the, whether it's a third or fourth round, you know, or, you know, or what, you know, whatever. So, like, if you can somehow end up with 4 picks in rounds 2 through 4, you can find 4 guys who can help you this year. And I think that would be ideal for them for sure. I just don't know yet if it's realistic. And it's, as you know, like, what if a guy's sitting there that you didn't expect at 29 that maybe you don't like, but other teams love? Like, that's the scenario. There, that could definitely be the case as well.
See, the thing I always wonder, like, is it not someone that they feel can make that big of an impact at 29 to where they don't take that chance? You move back, and then somebody take the guys you want. What happens then?
Then you made a mistake. So I think, you know, if you're going to trade back, to me, you better have a handful of guys that you like, because you have to be okay with one of them getting picked. If you're targeting one guy and you're moving back 5 spots, pick the guy at 29.
Right.
Be done with it. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about, like, if it's, you know how maybe there were some people in the past who would be like, well, you don't want to be criticized for taking a guy too high or whatever. Take the guy where you believe in the guy. And if you think the guy, like, if he's there at 29, you think, oh, well, you know, maybe he's better early in the second or maybe like in the 30s. Is that big a difference? Take him. So if it's one guy. Now, if there's 4 guys you like, then it's like, we have these 4 guys rated about the same. You can trade back and pick a guy that you still like and you are okay with. But if there's a guy that you really like, take the guy.
Yeah. I think last year when they traded out of the Cooper DeJean pick, I think that really showed how they operate, how they think, their confidence in themselves and their scouting. And I think that's a really positive sign for what may or may not happen. I think it's entirely possible if there is somebody slides to them at 29, they're not expecting, and they just send the card in and they're thrilled with it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if they don't trade down, is not a mistake, for lack of a better word.
Right. No, if there's a guy there that you really like, take them because that's how you make your team better. And yeah, you may only end up, and you can still, like, listen, they can still trade back with their second pick and pick up another third, let's say. You know what I mean? Like, they can still add picks in those rounds beyond just trading their first pick. So you can, you know, so that's why I say, like, if there's a guy you like, don't overthink it. If you think he's going to make your team better, then take him, because I'd rather do that than taking a chance. Like, well, we love this guy, but we can pick up this third round pick. No, take the guy and then try and trade and accumulate more picks in a different way. So, you know, or with a different pick. Right. So, like, yeah, no, don't overcomplicate the process.
Totally.
Talking with our friend John Keim here. You can give him a follow at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, and on YouTube. You can watch or listen to the John Keim Report, his podcast, anywhere you get your podcast. Keim joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I recognize this. For a lot of years, you and I have done this. You've done it. And, you know, they're picking 8. They're picking 13, and you can really try to zero in on who makes sense there. At 29, I think it's kind of a laughable exercise to really try to guess. But at the same time, I more and more, I've been watching more and more stuff, talking to more and more people, kind of reaching out. And there's guys that I've started to really like as possibilities.
Yeah.
Who are some of the guys you like as possibilities?
Yeah, and first of all, it's a ridiculous exercise. Like, for ESPN, we have to do our mock draft, and it's like, I have no clue who's going to be there. Like, usually, even at 19, you have an idea of the guys that will be there. So you have 3 or 4 guys. Now you almost have to have, like, 10 guys. So, like, some of the guys that I really like at 29, like, you can look at, like, the, you know, Max Harris in the corner. Like, he's a guy that I think fits a lot of what they would like. I think he'll be there. I think Azaraku, the defensive end from Boston College would be there. I think, like, some of the other guys that I would be intrigued by, Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle, but a pass rusher type from Oregon, Josh Connolly, offensive lineman. Like, if you wanted to go that route and build a strong offensive line for years, zero issue with that, right? So I think those are some guys. And then, you know, I think beyond there, like, Trevion Henderson, obviously, you know, there's an Ohio State thing there. But he's really good and would fit what they want, right? And, you know, Femi Oladafu, the pass rusher from UCLA, raw because he just moved to that position. I don't think you can wait till the end of the second, so you may have to trade back a little bit and get him, like, early, mid-second. But he's a guy that would intrigue me for sure. So, you know, I know I'm leaving some guys out because, like, that, you know, the Amos kid, the corner, is another guy that I like. Mm-hmm. Is that a guy? Is that going to be too high for him? But he's a guy that I like. And, you know, the corner from Florida State, Thomas, that's another guy you throw on there. And I know there's, like, edge rushers I'm leaving off. You know, I don't like James Pierce. I don't see that one.
You think they have the leadership on this team to be able to take a guy like a James if he was dropped there and work with him?
I think some guys you'd have to say it has to be worth it. The juice has to be worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's the guy you're going to do that for.
For Pierce?
I don't know, like, what they're thinking with it, but just, I think you have to know, is it worth the squeeze for any player?
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that's entirely kind of reasonable. I don't know. For all the talk,
think about the left tackle we have right now had an issue coming out of college, and he was picked, and he's still there. So
draft night, though.
But that's different from what some of the things that, like, maybe come out of other places. So that was, you know what I mean. So I think that's what I say. You have to. I would say this: like, you have to really investigate, and it can't just be like, oh, you know, there's some questions about him. It has to be, what are the questions? And then, is the juice worth the squeeze? And I just think in some cases, I think it's best to just move on and let someone else try to squeeze that. The other, like, you know, another guy is that Anthony Belton is a tackle. Is 29 going to be too high for him? I don't know. But, like, if you, again, he's a guy, one of those guys that maybe you like him. Another team loves him because they need a tackle. Like, that's how you can kind of get them into a trade. But there's a number of guys that I think are really intriguing in those rounds. Emeka Egbuka, another guy from Ohio State, terrific receiver, would help them, right? So, you know, there's a lot that's in that round that or that range that is, to me, intriguing.
For sure, man. You can get a good player there, and we've gotten so caught up in only focusing on the first. I think outside of Jaden, Samardzija was probably their best rookie last year, and he was their, late second pick? You got to count on these guys to do it the right way. Did you allow yourself a moment to laugh at yesterday with the Topgolf event and compare it 1 year later?
Oh, of course, because it was comical last year. And it was comical for a lot of reasons, too, JB. Like, there were a lot of narratives that came out of that situation which were laughable. And just like, this is why Jaden won't want to go there, et cetera. When the reality is, and after the draft, I talked to people close to him. They're like, that's when he knew they were going to take him. It's like, that's when he knew he wanted to be here. Like, he's like, he came away from this telling people, I'm Dan Quinn's guy, right? So, like, there was a lazy false narrative surrounding that last year, but it was funny to listen to all it and how different it is this year because, I also hope, it was pretty windy yesterday, so I'd be curious to see what some of the drives were like.
That was my first thought, honestly, was like, dude, it's gusting out here. Now, Topgolf's pretty protected from the wind because you're quasi, Jeff, indoors.
The wind don't affect a perfectly hit ball, though.
What's that?
Well,
you hit a perfectly hit ball, the wind don't bother it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I always know about that one.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be – what do you think happens at the top here? You think that – this draft feels weird.
Very.
I can't wait to see it. I think it's Cam Ward at one, and then I don't know what happens after that.
So, and it's funny because even with this draft, I was talking to someone who labeled this like a Baskin-Robbins draft where it's like 31 flavors and everybody's got a different flavor they like, right?
Like hot dog toppings.
There you go. So, and by the way, there was a place in Massachusetts that had like 100 different toppings and it was like blue cheese on there or this thing and that thing. It was kind of unreal. But anyways, for this draft, Cam Ward, I think everybody can put their money on him going one. I think Travis Hunter probably goes two, it sounds like. It would be tempting if I'm Cleveland to go with having a pass rush duo of Garrett and Carter. But the more you hear, it's like that Hunter is the special guy in this draft. So they take him. And then from there, it's like the big question is, where does Sanders go, right? Because that's like the intrigue of this draft. There's some other guys that I'm curious about, like Shamar Stewart. Where does he go? But Sanders is the headliner for the mystery. So that's the part that who the heck knows? And, it's funny because it depends who you talk to, right? I mean, sometimes you hear – I talk to someone who's like, they think he's going to slide, and other people think, top 10. So, I think that's what makes the draft intriguing is with that. And sometimes, it goes back to if you like the guy, take the guy. Don't worry about what others say. And
100%.
The other part is – we always hear about the overdrafted stuff. Well, who's that according to? Sometimes guys are. We know that. But everybody's board is going to be set up differently. So just because some draft nicks have it a certain way doesn't mean that it's uniform across the board. It never is. And then it's like, how does this guy fit your system and what you want to have? And so I think that's the part that'll be intriguing to see where a guy like that goes. And, especially right now, the Saints need a guy, So
right.
Maybe the Raiders. So.
Last year.
Or, not the Raiders anymore, yeah. So.
But think about it. Last year, everybody thought the Broncos were crazy to take Bo Nix.
Right.
A year later, everybody's like, man, the Broncos were so smart. I'd even argue with Penix because of the way Kirk, whether he was hurt or just didn't come back from that Achilles, whatever was going on, Kirk wasn't very good. And they went to Penix and he gave him a real shot in the arm and it looks like they got their guy.
Yeah.
Like your organizations, and unfortunately in Washington, this was not the case for a long time, but it seems to be now. Organizations just have to be confident in their own work and they have to not be always trying to protect their neck and not bomb out on a season. You know what I mean? And it doesn't happen enough, but you're completely right.
It's also, JP, you also have to set it up for the right guy, right? So I would look at Jaden and Caleb Williams last year. who had the better, like, all we kept hearing is like, oh, Caleb's in this great situation. Well, no, he wasn't. He was with the first-time offensive coordinator with a defensive-minded head coach who you knew would be fired if there was trouble. So, like, and you know what I mean? Like, these guys set it up well for Jaden Daniels would succeed wherever he went. But I think he was able to max out with that here because of how they set it up for him. And I think it just shows you, like, for if you're a quarterback especially, you have to have the right – you know, you've got to get the right guy. You know, like, Daniels' ability – his love for grinding the film room and doing all that, like, that's what makes him special. But then you also have to have the support system around him. And I think, like, with Caleb Williams last year, I don't know that he had that. It didn't seem like it, right? He had a couple of receivers and all that, but like, he didn't have that. And I think, like, that's where I think you also, if you're Sanders, like, you have to hope you go to that kind of a place, because if you do, then you can max out versus don't worry about what pick you go, but worry about where you go. And, you know, because I just – and we've seen that here in the past. Like, you don't always have the right setup to support the guy at that position.
Realize most people don't learn that till they're a little older. Care about where they drafted at now. When you go to a better team, you end up having a longer damn career.
Correct. Yeah. And, like, and again, just what's the plan around them? And I think, you know, these guys maxed out with Daniels because of how they set it up. And then again, then when you have the right guy who's willing to do his part, it goes even better.
Totally. Last thing, Nick Chubb, I find kind of interesting. He is, rightfully so, working out, posted on Instagram. I saw it on, I think Pro Football Talk said, they wrote my ending when I'm just getting started. What do you think Chubb has left, and would that be something interesting depending what happens in the draft for Washington?
Oh, man. I mean,
a lot of injuries.
I think if you're these guys, like, I think you still need to go in the draft and just get a guy that can give you that change, right? Because that you know is there. Unless, like, if Chubb is going to be, no team knows him like the Browns, and not that they're a model franchise, right? But, like, no team knows him like that, and he means more to that city than any other player on that team. So if there was a chance that he still had a lot to offer, I would think they would want to bring him back. Now, doesn't mean he doesn't, and you know, but I if I'm these guys, like, if you have a chance to get a guy somewhere in this draft, like, that's where I would go. Just get a young guy in there who offers that change of pace, who you know is coming, you know, it's not a question about, if they didn't have Brian Robinson, I'd look and say, like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, the guy was terrific. Maybe he has something left. But I think if you bring him in, I'd still, regardless of if you brought him or not, I'd still want to draft a guy, because I still think you need to find another guy. And the other thing is, like, they don't have none of their top three running backs are signed for next year. So you are bringing a guy that you're going to have for a few years that you can also build with Jaden Daniels. And then, you know, but if you want to bring in Nick Chubb to bring in camp, see what he has left, more power to him. That would, like, find out for sure. Still draft a guy.
I agree, man. You got your top two backs are both good players. B-Rob and Eckler both good players. They both missed multiple games with injuries last year.
17 games, man. It's a lot.
It's a grind, man. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Yep.
All right. That's our friend John Keim. Give him a follow at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Great dude. A lot of great knowledge. Check him out. Check out the podcast. If you need other great dudes with great knowledge, hit up Door Pro America. These guys are experts. Whatever you need done with your garage door, maybe you just need a little bit of maintenance, maybe you get them in there and they can just kind of tighten things up and you don't need to buy a new one. Save yourself a ton of cash. They'll do that for you. But let's say you want to change your garage door because it's from the 1970s and it's louder than Chris Russell. If that's the case, they can get you a new garage door that is silent. It's unbelievable how quiet these things are. Plus, it comes with the MyQ technology, which is an app on your phone. You can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the country, as far as I could tell. Certainly, I could open it from my office back at the house, and so can my wife. It's a huge asset. Especially you got people coming by the house. Say you got a plumber coming or something. You don't have to be there the whole time. If it's somebody you trust, they can just go in and out. You could let them in and out with the app. It's a huge advantage. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and their team handles everything. Call today and ask if you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. And tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Or you can check them out now at doorproamerica.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Come.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Be Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com. Find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about Rood, R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Certainly isn't. Shout out to AD has arrived with a whole gang of pizza. Shout out to Lito's. They don't cut corners. It's interesting talking about the draft, trying to prepare for it. And the reality is at 29, nobody knows. I want Mykel Williams. The odds are he's not going to be there, but I think he'd be just so good. I don't think they're in a position to move up for somebody. I think you take the best at 29 or you just trade back, honestly.
Uh-huh.
I think draft conversations are awesome, but they're going to be driven by, like, what's happening at the top, what's happening with Shador, One thing I find interesting, I saw this. Schefter retweeted this. Kaylin Kaler. Hopefully I'm saying her name correct. Kaylin Kaler's a really talented writer at ESPN, right? ESPN.com.
Uh-huh.
I want to read this story and then ask a question.
Okay.
As Deion's son, Shedeur Sanders, enters the NFL with a perspective and profile different from any quarterback prospect before him, inside his unique draft process and the questions he's faced. Now, some of this, we live in an era where everything that's about to happen is the most important thing that's ever happened, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like what I've learned in my 43 years on this planet, every presidential election I've been alive for is the most important presidential election in history.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody just always looks ahead. Nobody ever looks back. And so I'm trying to distance myself from like this type of perspective. I get it's different because Deion's his coach. But like when Eli Manning came into the league, and Archie was like, yo, he's not playing for the Chargers. Like, We have John Elway, who I believe his dad was his coach, right, at Stanford?
I think so.
I could be wrong. I thought Jack Elway coached John Elway in some capacity. And they said, we're not going to the Colts. We're going to go play football. We're going to go play baseball.
Uh-huh.
Like, I understand that this is significantly different because of social media. And, like, the eyeballs attached to it. And it just seems weird in that no team is, like, best I can tell, they haven't at least publicly said no to any organization. But, like, Deion's been clear, there's some places I don't want to go, whatever. But this isn't that out of the ordinary for really high-level quarterback prospects.
It is that out of the ordinary, Jay.
Why?
And we don't want to face this. Deion Sanders is an African-American man, and people may not want to hear it, but it's facts. African-American men have never told nobody where they're going and where they're not going, going to the NFL. And the mere fact that he has said that with some places we don't want to go, he will be viewed differently than Archie was a good quarterback, didn't win a lot in New Orleans. But people praise him as if he was the best thing ever played. So when he came along and said it, everybody understood it. Nobody understood how Deion could say that. And I know we go through life every day trying to act as if everything is right. No. When a brother says it, it's totally taken differently than anybody else saying it. That's facts. And that's the big thing right now. You know, like we go through a lot of stuff like James Pierce. What has he really done besides have a traffic stop?
I don't know.
Yeah, I ask questions. I've been reading up on stuff. I just see nothing more damaging than anybody else. But he is getting talked about as if he killed somebody. But traffic stops and not having insurance, stuff like that, that happens.
I think the questions I'm aware of from NFL people mm-hmm. with Pierce are football related.
Does he really love it?
Yeah, they're motor related.
But see, that stuff right there is what we hear every year. But this thing has taken a life of its own, and that he's untouchable. I don't buy that.
Who are you talking about? Pierce. He's got to get drafted.
No, but I'm just saying, I just understand. So when I start seeing things, I look at stuff. I view it from a different perspective because I watch what goes on. I listen to things that go on. And Deion, that's the only thing that's different than Deion than anybody else has said it.
Deion's, you're absolutely right. He's black. The other dudes are white.
Deion's
also incredibly outspoken.
What's wrong with that? If he's not saying nothing wrong, nothing should be wrong with it.
I'm not saying anything's wrong.
If I say my son's not playing for your team, there's no way possible. That's outspoken, right? That's what damn Archie Manning did.
I'm the one pointing that out.
Yeah.
People are acting like this is the first time this has ever happened.
It's not the first. It's the first time you got somebody with enough Sam Cassell to say it and not be a Caucasian man. That's the fact.
My point is that we shouldn't keep saying, like, oh, this is so weird and so different and so unique. This has happened with Eli and John Elway.
I'm not saying it's weird. I know exactly why it's becoming a big story. And let's be honest. A lot of people write the different stories about, but they know exactly what the hell the reason is. They just won't state it.
If he slips, How much of it do you think is like Deion controversy related?
I said that already. I believe that it'll affect some things. Because,
but you and I have also said we wonder about the arm strength too, which is a real thing.
Yeah,
that's
but
a football
hell,
thing.
There's been Joe Montana arm strength wasn't strong, and I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana.
Montana, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana, but his arm strength wasn't strong as the other quarterbacks out there. But guess what he did? He was smart enough to release the ball early enough and threw enough arc on it where guys could run under it. Exactly what Shadua does. You know, you watch the touchdown passes he threw. There are a lot of 60, 70-yard passes that dude ran under. So for you to throw the ball down the field at 60 yards with that high of an arc, you got arm strength. May not have this. And a lot of times people throw the ball so hard and fast because they're late, not early.
So, Deion, the only thing I can – the only on-the-record stuff I've seen, and maybe I'm missing something else, is he said – during an appearance with Skip Bayless. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Deion and Skip. Shadur has told me he's talked to me intently about all the visits he's had with all the teams, so I know where his heart is. I know where he wants to go. If it's New York, it's New York. If it's Tennessee, if it's Cleveland, if it's still the Vegas Raiders, if it's New Orleans, if it's any of those teams that are seeking a quarterback, I'm happy with it, man, because I know what he's going to do to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think the light bulbs with Deion are significantly brighter, but like, this is not that. Steve Francis told the Vancouver Grizzlies he wasn't going to Vancouver and he got traded to the Rockets. Like, this isn't that outrageous, and it appears they're not even saying no to anybody.
See, but that's what I'm saying, Jay. You don't hear him saying a lot, nothing that he was on record saying that's outlandish. But all the stories are referring to him saying stuff outlandish.
Well, I tell you what.
And that is what the and that's what I like, you know, you said earlier about the content game. Media has turned into a content game. And a lot of people in the media that are reputable, they now are sitting up here saying stuff that they know is gonna get a spark. Okay? And a lot of
like saying the NFL has screwed America by its schedules.
A lot of yeah, there you go. A lot of stories are being written based off of let's present something that's not necessarily there. That's why I tell you my thing with the with social media and media today is that a lot of stuff is not 100% factual. Stuff is put for you to decide what you think about it.
Yeah, the only my only personal aside here would be we went to that Colorado game. The atmosphere was electric.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Shadur make some hella throws. You're right. I think he does anticipate well. I wonder about it's kind of similar to Caleb, but without the rocket Caleb has, how he gets way off schedule. But Caleb has the arm to make up for it. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that happens on the next level. Quarterbacks always get overdrafted. I don't think that's a surprise. Kenny Pickett was picked 20th overall. the Shadur will be really interesting to watch next Thursday night. I just, for me, it's like, yo, we got to stop acting like this is the craziest thing in history.
It's not.
Because things like this have happened repeatedly over time. We got to talk some Caps. Big win last night. Brent Johnson will join the show at 1 o'clock.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Bike to the Beach is happening June 20th. And whether you're riding 25, 50, or 100 miles, this ride is fun, impactful, and for an incredible cause. Supporting autism awareness and inclusion. It's fully supported, built for all skill levels, and it all ends at the beach with a hotel finish line festival, food trucks, and beer tent from Dewey Beer Company. Don't miss your chance to be a part of something powerful. Sign up now at biketothebeach.org and ride with us.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To make a difference.
My wife.
Thank you, AD.
My wife is beautiful, and she is brilliant. Mm-hmm. However,
you better not say nothing stupid right now.
Sometimes the details. Listen, she's juggling a lot of things: work, children.
You better
dealing
be careful
with me.
What you about to say right now? That's all I gotta say.
Well, she just texted me.
Uh-huh.
We fly out tomorrow. Going to visit my sister out in San Diego. Excited. We fly out tomorrow morning, and our plan is just to drive to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend, shout out to Maureen Weaver, posted to Instagram, hey, listen, if you're flying out of DCA, you got to book a parking spot because they're doing this construction in the parking lot at DCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew about that because we did Adam Tuss did a story on it at NBC4.
Mm-hmm.
We're flying out of Dulles, man. We're Gucci.
And
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I will tell you this, leave earlier than you think. Because it's been backed up to the Beltway going to Dulles as of late.
I noticed that last time I was driving out to
Aspen. And they got construction out there as well. So get there early.
What?
Or you might have to park in the valet.
Isn't the valet not that much more than the surface lot?
I think it's more. I think the one that's on the, when you're coming into the one on the right, that's like $20-something. I think the other one has gone up to 30-something, and I think valet is going to hit you like 40, 50.
Well, dude, you know what has happened now with at National is crazy. So you get a ticket, and then when you come out, it just tells you how much you owe. You don't have to put the ticket in anymore. They just scan your license plate.
It's a license plate, but you can do that in Dulles, too.
I want parking rates because I am starting to wonder, parking has jumped at the airport.
Yeah.
Parking is very expensive.
And the spots haven't gotten any bigger or better.
So I am curious, at what point does it make more sense to Uber? Like, what is the dollar?
I think,
you know what I mean?
I think it's a lot. It'll be cheaper to Uber. Well, you're going in the morning, too, dog.
I'm going in the morning, getting back in the afternoon.
But I tell you what,
FlyDulles.com
is not necessarily the price per se. Uber is for like just You don't have to worry about having to park so far away, walk.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
It's
man.
Just, I agree. It's just, it's a little difficult with children. All right. So parking at the terminal, just kind of that surface lot, is $32 a day at Dulles.
Yes.
So I'm going to be going Thursday to Tuesday. How much is that?
It's $39 for our valley, I think.
That might be. So the terminal lot is 32 times 5, right? Thursday, so, Friday, yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
$160.
So then it costs me an extra $35 to do valet?
Possibly.
And then I don't have to schlep all my kids' suitcases?
Yeah. Yeah, valet, $39 per day.
Well, and dude, if you do that, Uber from my house to Dulles is like $100.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
especially because I'm gonna have two adults, two kids, and luggage. So I got to get like an XL.
I get Uber Black,
probably.
Yeah.
But like, I bet Uber from my house to Dulles is a solid hundo. So if I can get in and out parking for under $200, I'm on the right side of things.
Go for it.
All right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday.
But your wife was just, she was just asking you, you know, making sure, Jay. Because, like, I'll be honest with you, you know, I have traveled with you, and you've been at the wrong airport and the wrong terminals all the time. So your wife is smart to at least send that to you to make sure which airport you're flying out of.
It's a good point.
Yeah. So.
I've lost my car in garages.
And if she doesn't talk to you until, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday or whatever, I understand for you trying to sit up here and make her look bad.
I don't think that's fair.
I think it's fair.
I don't. Very good.
She's my friend, so I'm just going to say, I think whatever she thinks, and if she wants to just smack you when you walk in, good.
Do you want the Commanders to trade down in the draft?
I want them to do what they see best, because I know you can say, yes, I want them to trade down, but then they can have somebody they want and they pick them. So, I have gone through 20-plus years of questioning every damn thing that this team did. I'm at a point now where I feel comfortable enough to feel that the people that are in charge are going to make the right decisions. And yes, I find myself sometimes having a thought pop in my head based off of what was. And I'm glad that I'm still able enough to push that stuff away. You know what I mean? Because I really think a lot of people are still suffering from PTSD, dog. They still think that the other people are in charge, and they're not.
Here's who's in charge. The Caps, first in the Eastern Conference. When we return, we're going to talk to Brent Johnson about Washington's Cup chances.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.